Now, mobile phones have given us the ability to be in constant connection with people, haven't they? They're like just long-range walkie-talkies. Do you know what happens chemically in our brain when our phone goes off? You know that? We get a little shot of dopamine, which is the rewards chemical. It's when our phone goes off, dink, I like the feeling of it. Why? Well, it's because I'm wanted. If someone needs me, they've needed to send a message, or that they want to get in contact with me. My phone makes me happy because it reminds me that I'm important to someone. This is probably a comment on my neediness. Yes, there's a lot of nods going around, thank you. There's probably a comment on my neediness, but somebody loves me, and that makes me feel good. Now, the reason I'm focusing on this particular verse this morning: rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in God in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's because I want to show you something here which I hope will change your New Year's celebrations. That's what I want this morning. I want to be able to change your New Year's celebration. I want to show you this morning that God's desire is to have you constantly connected with him. He wants you. Little you in comparison to this vast universe and a massive God. He wants you. He wants a constant connection. So first things, verse 16 to 18, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. God wants a constant connection. Do you know that in 2018 it was reported that WhatsApp — do a quick survey, hands up who uses WhatsApp. As most of the church, we're a WhatsApp church, okay? In 2018, it was using 65 billion messages per day. WhatsApp was 65 billion messages were being sent on WhatsApp per day. Now, if you have internet, and so does everyone else, then you are connected. When I was 16, I had a Nokia 3330, I think. Upgrade from the 3310. Yes, I did. I had to send my messages at about 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve, because if I sent them at midnight, they probably wouldn't get sent, because the mobile networks were congested. Remember those days? Yeah, all right, yeah, I know, I'm only 32. There were days before that, yeah. Now I can schedule messages on my phone so that they get sent at midnight. I don't even have to think about it. And they will get sent. I have a constant connection with my friends and family. But did you notice the constant connection that God wants for us in verses 16 to 18? The words always, continually, in all circumstances. Our lives need to be filled to the brim with prayer and praise and thanksgiving. Our constant line to God should be open at all times. Now, we've got to be careful here, because I don't think this means that on your commute, when you get on the train, that you should be shouting out loud, "Thank you, God, that I am on this train, that the train has arrived on time. Thank you so much." Okay, and all the people who are commuting alongside you turn the fold down their newspaper and go, "What is that guy doing?" Okay, I'm not sure that's what that means. I don't think it means that we need to be verbal and out loud. But I think it does mean that there is an attitude, that there is a way of life here. Does that make sense? It's the constant heartbeat of Christianity. Always, continually, in all circumstances. We rejoice, we pray, and we give thanks. Now, here's what would happen if our reading today stopped there. Okay, if the Apostle Paul just said, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances," full stop. Okay, that was it. What would happen is that we would end up feeling guilty. Why? Because sometimes I don't want to talk to God. Because sometimes I want to fill my brain with other things. Because sometimes we're sad, aren't we? Sometimes we could be sad that we are married, or we're single, or we're a parent, or we're not a parent, or there's physical pain. And sometimes I'm hurting, and I struggle to be thankful for that. I'm not, "Thank you, God, that I'm in pain at the moment." It's just not, it's not something that comes naturally to me. What do you expect me to do, Paul? Because you're telling me something that I feel isn't possible. Do you ever feel like that? You ever feel like that command doesn't really know real life? Let's say that command absolutely knows real life. Here is a truth that I hope that you will never forget. Your Heavenly Father wants to hear from you regardless of the circumstances. Do you know that? Your Heavenly Father wants to hear from you. And that's the reason why Paul wrote, "For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So that's the second point, the constant connection. This is the desire of God. What does God want me to do? You ever ask that question? I had to ask that question when I was moving up here 4 months ago, 6 months ago. I was moving down here. I was trying to work out, what does God want me to do? Does he want me to stay in Southampton? Does he want me to go and be a youth and children's worker at a place called Central Baptist Church? Well, I don't know. What does he want me to do? Now, there's ways that I could face that question. Do I move up to Chelmsford or not? Well, the person I spoke to at church this morning was from Essex, so that must mean that God was telling me to go. No, that's confusing God's direction, which he can use situations to direct us, with what his will is. His will is that I rejoice always, that I pray continually, and I give thanks in all circumstances, regardless of what I choose to do. Now, God wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from his children. Now, some of us may have unfortunately had dads who didn't want to hear from us, but your Heavenly Father is perfect, and he wants to hear from you always. Some of us may have experienced different relationships where there wasn't a constant connection, but you must always remember that regardless of what life throws at you, your Heavenly Father wants to hear from you. He wants to get a WhatsApp message from you. He loves it. Dad, my day is awful. Please keep me strong today. I am feeling weak. Dad, my kids are driving me crazy. Thank you for them, but please help me to be a good dad. Dad, I just won. Did you see? That was amazing. Father, you know that I miss her today. I can't wait to be with you and her. Please help me get through this. Do you know on WhatsApp they've got those two blue ticks? You know, yeah, we all do. We're all WhatsApp users. You know when someone's read that it's been sent? That's when they're grey. Okay, there's two ticks that are grey, and then it goes blue when they've actually read it. Okay, now I don't know about you, but for me, when those go blue, it takes me about 5 seconds to start going, when they replied? Why is it not telling me that they're typing? It's been at least 6 seconds now. I can't wait. I'm glad that's not just me. No, it's good. I'm glad that's not just me. With God, we don't need blue ticks. Why? Because he is your dad. We may be having a conversation after this service, but believe me, when my daughter comes up, she will interrupt and I will listen to her. Why? Because I am her dad. And she comes first. That's nothing, I don't mean any offense by that, but that's just true. I'm not going to ignore my daughter. Family comes first. She's not ignored. Your connection with God is not only what God wants, because he literally has all the time in the world. That means that he always has some time for you, regardless of the circumstances. Now, this all sounds great, Aaron, but how do I know that this is true? It's because, actually, of the last three words of that passage this morning. The last three words. What are they? In Christ Jesus. That means because of Christ Jesus. That means because of what he's done. God's will is that you talk to him regardless of the situations and regardless of the wrong things that we've done. He knows that we have done wrong things, and he sent Jesus to die in our place and take a punishment that we deserve. God wants to talk to you because he made first contact. He wants to talk to you because 2,000 years ago he sent his son to show you that he wants you. He died in your place. He picked up the phone first. He's phoning you. He sent you the WhatsApp message and it's gone blue and you've read it and now he's waiting. Weird analogy. Sorry, I'm going to get off WhatsApp. He sent Jesus to die for you so that you could talk to him. Now, if you don't yet believe in Jesus, then this could be the change that could make 2020 an awesome year. Maybe this morning it's time to pick up the phone and send a WhatsApp message to God. I'm moving off WhatsApp. You might want to say to God that you want to live your life in constant connection with him. You might want to be saying to God, I'm sorry for the wrong things that I've done. Please forgive me for those things and help me to live and enjoy an ongoing and loving relationship with you, that this time next year I can come up on this stage and say that I'm thankful for. God wants to hear from you. So as a church family, this is our aim. Regardless of what 2020 holds for us as a church, we commit this morning to rejoicing always, to be praying continually, to be giving thanks in all circumstances. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. Because God's will is that we constantly talk to him. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the truth that there is in your word, that you want an open line with us always. Help us to have an attitude of thankfulness, of prayer. Help us to see that you always want to hear from us because of Jesus Christ. Thank you that for those of us in this room who are Christians, we can say to you this morning, we are thankful because you saved us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.